Hi everyone. I'm Robin Anderson Gibbs and this is Mandy Peck, and we have decided to begin doing podcasts together, which we've named Mandy and Robin's Essential Conversations. And
Excited to have us today.
I'm sorry, what?
We're so excited to have them all join us today.
Yes, we are. We are. We're hoping you'll enjoy this as much as we do. We have some great conversations that we really enjoy. So first of all, we'd like to start. We're each going to choose an essential oil to put on. And this is a typical thing we do when dealing with any type of issue or circumstance or, we're a little nervous. So anyway, we're going to choose an oil, and that way we'll be sharing with you what might be a good. I'm going to choose motivate tonight because, boy, I'd like to motivate you as well to listen in and get something out of our conversation. And what about you, Mandy?
I chose Clary Calm.
Ah.
And the reason I chose this, it is so great for women to use. It's called the Women's Monthly Blend. And it really helps calm down all the inside things that are going on. So this is one that I use frequently, and I think it's great for a lot of women to use just to kind of really help keep things in check and stay calm.
And I love that it matches your sweater too. I'm just looking up. I want to tell you a bit about Mandy, and I have some notes, so I'm just pulling those up. I should have had them ready beforehand,
While Robin
but
is pulling up her notes, let me tell you about Robin.
all right.
Robin is so incredible. She has been working with me and mentoring me for quite a while now, and it has been so awesome to see all of the talents and things that she can bring to the table. She's able to work with so much on the computer to help you find a system that can help you succeed in life, and it is so exciting to watch her skills happen right before you. And she's always motivated me to see the better, like see what I can do better, and has cheerleaded me on through my whole process.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I was mentoring Mandy, and Mandy is becoming a life coach as well. And so I said, well, why don't you mentor me as part of the process, as a trial, as, just a practice to get used to it with someone you're comfortable with. And she began mentoring me, and she was so amazing that I was like, okay. Let's just do a trade each week. I'll mentor you one day and you tr mentor me another day. And it's just been fantastic. I'm hitting my goals and just learning new things. And some of the things that Mandy has to offer is how that she helps others to discover their way, that she doesn't just say, oh, you have to do it my way. And she has gone through the Clifton Strengths assessment and has a good understanding of the strengths of her own strengths, but also an understanding of other people's strengths. So she'll point out, how I can use my strengths to achieve the things that I want to achieve. She's supportive and gentle and encouraging rather than pressuring me. And she's a fabulous accountability partner because she'll ask me, if I did the certain things and just keep me going forward. And then the last thing I want to tell you is that she has little tools that she'll bring to the table and effective systems for helping me to achieve my goals. So,
Thanks, Robin. And
you
it's been so fun to watch Robin grow. In helping me, she's been growing, but also within her own goals. Like, it's just been so fun, Robin, to see all the things, the steps you've been taking. The classes that you're starting are so exciting. People in your community are going to be so blessed by you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So exciting.
So tonight we're going to, we chose our topic to be opening up to God's will and purpose for our lives. This has been a practice for me that, it when I'm trying to do things and make things happen, and I have my goals and all, and I'll work very hard. And it ends up being like I'm trying to shove the camel through the eye of the needle. And things just don't take off. It doesn't go the way I want. And I just end up frustrated. And I've been learning lately how, and recognizing more and more, that the more I just offer up to God that I'm open and I will respond to the opportunities that come my way and recognize that they're from you, then my life just opens up amazingly and things start to become easier. And I feel like I'm just, like almost like moving, walking on the treadmill, but moving forward. Instead of just running and trying and struggling and falling, it just feels very different.
You know, Robin, it's really fascinating that you say that. The other day I was at the gym and I noticed there was a man that was doing some really different techniques, and I started to talk to him about what he was doing, and he was doing some firefighter training. And some is actually gets on the treadmill and puts it up to an incline and walks backward. And it's fascinating. I think sometimes in life when we feel like we're going backward, sometimes that can be steps of it creates resiliency in us. It creates strength. And so then when we're moving forward, we have greater momentum and muscle strength to continue to move forward because we've had those moments of growth.
I love that, that builds resilience, and it makes me think of how someone said of me at one point. She used to say it to me a lot, that I was the most persistent and tenacious person she ever met, and I'm sure it was because of all those struggles. And then when someone called me stubborn, jokingly, I said, "I'm not stubborn. I'm persistent and tenacious." They just put a different connotation on it.
So true. It is so true. Like, we have so much. We've been so blessed with so many, I guess, knowledge. And we also have so much knowledge with the essential oils to help us to move forward. We have all these tools, and it's fun that we get the opportunity to share them with other people.
And I'm learning more and more about the strengths. Every Monday, there's a call with Eddie Beer that people can join, and he's kind of our strengths guru, and he's just wonderful for helping us learn how to get out of our own way. As one mentor who came and gave a did a workshop on manifesting your life many years ago. She came from New York to Massachusetts to give this workshop. And she spoke of getting off the Ways and Means Committee. So when you ask God, put out to the universe, Lord, I want to move my business forward, or whatever it is. And I'll tell you a story about how I applied this. Then you have to get off the Ways and Means Committee and stop like I said, trying to shove the camel through the eye of the needle to make it happen. So one day I was driving and I got a phone call, and I had just closed my yoga center, but it was one of my clients. She was in her 80s, and I had always told her if she reached a point where she couldn't come to me, that I would go to her. And I used to give her essential oil treatments. And she called and she said, "Robin, you know how you said that you would come to me if I couldn't come to you?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I took a fall and I can't come to you, but I need a treatment." So I said, "Okay, I'll come to your house." And I said, "By the way, I have had to close my yoga center." And she said, "Well, do you have a table?" And I said, "No, but we'll figure something out." And so I hung up the phone and I thought, geez, I really should have a table for Fran. And I had just given away my massage tables because I was trying to, clear things out, not have as much to take forward. And so I said, "God, I need a new massage table by tomorrow. A free massage table by tomorrow." And then I thought, okay, and I'm getting off the Ways and Means Committee. I'm just going to be here now. So where am I? I'm in my car, I'm driving, and I'm on my way to my friend Laura's house. Oh yeah, last time I was at Laura's house, she told me I could have her massage table. And I was just blown away by it. I mean, it worked that fast.
Yeah.
And so when we get out of our own way, we can do so much more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was talking to one of my friends. He was dealing with a lot of addiction and just trying to change his life. You know, been in and out of jail and just wanting to really change his life up a lot. And I said, "Well, you know what? I had just learned how to do the Roma Touch, and I wanted to share that with people. Like I'd been sharing it with other people, but I felt like he needed that." And I went and I met with him. And after that, he looked at me and said, "I have no idea what you did, but you changed my life." And it was just so cool. I don't necessarily feel that I changed his life, but I know that God was able to help change his life, and I was just a tool in his hands. So it was so cool to
It's like
see
with
how.
Reiki, we're the channel for the healing energy of God.
Yes. Yeah, it just is so cool
For
to have a.
anyone who doesn't know, the Aroma Touch treatment consists of eight oils and or oil blends that we apply to the client's spine and to their feet. And it's very effective. It's my husband's favorite treatment. And it's just so helpful. There are two oils, two that are for stress and anxiety, two for the immune system, two for inflammation, and two for balancing the energies of the body. So if you haven't had one,
That's pretty
find
great.
a doTERRA wellness advocate who knows how to do them and get one for sure. That's a wonderful story about it. So I wanted to tell you how just recently this past week, I was, Mandy's been having me work on my goals and all. And someone had said to me, "If you were still doing the yoga teacher training now, I would do that." And I said, "Oh no, I'm not doing that." And they said, "Well, if you do start one again, I will do it." And I said, "Okay, but I had no intention of doing one." And then I started thinking about it a little bit and thought, No, I really don't want to do that because I don't want to have to pay rent somewhere and all the time, the commitment and so on. And then I started thinking about how, what my goals are, and I thought, God, sometimes I feel like you're not really utilizing me completely. I have a lot of experience and talents, strengths that I feel like they're not being used. The opportunities aren't there for me. And, so I just want you to know that I'm open, to whatever opportunities you send me, and I will respond. And I believe it was the next day that I went to meet for my review with the YMCA, where I sub some of the yoga classes. And the director and I have always had a really good rapport. And so we were visiting, and she said, "Robin, how many yoga teachers have you trained, and how long did you do that?" And I told her I had trained yoga instructors for probably around 13 years, and that I had trained over 100 yoga instructors. And she said, "How would you feel about setting up a yoga teacher certification for the YMCA?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'd love to." So it just fell on my lap, and I was r open and receptive. And in doing it for the YMCA, I don't have to rent. I don't have to recruit and do all the promotion. What I do will just be icing on the cake to what they're doing. They've already got the yoga students that they can offer this to.
You know, Robin, isn't that the coolest thing?
It was just amazing.
And it shows so much the power of, getting out of the way of what God or someone's higher power, what can happen when we kind of surrender and say, okay, what is it that, I'm turning my life over to you. What can you make of my life? See the what comes back.
Yes. Like my morning prayer is, I surrender my mind, my body, my spirit, my thoughts, my words, and my deeds, my loved ones, my concerns, my issues, my goals and dreams, and dedicating our gifts, our talents, and our strengths to God's will and God's purpose, it just really opens things up, and He finds a way to use us. And I think, I started realizing that, I was wondering why it took so long between it was in 2014 when I closed my yoga center. Why it's taken so long for me to have this opportunity to start again. But I started realizing how much I have learned in those 10 years. Web design and ChatGPT has been so helpful. In fact, it created the curriculum for me in a flash, and I'll be able to just use that and tweak it a little bit. My business knowledge has grown, and so all these other things. I'm a certified life coach now, so all these things that I will be able to bring to the course this time that I didn't even have before. And I had a lot at that time. I had been doing yoga since I was 12, but I'm so excited to begin again.
You know, Robin, through all that, what is it inside of you that, like, you had something happened to where you didn't give up on God through all of that? You kept pressing forward. It could have been like, you know what? You're not listening to me. I'm done. See ya. Bye. But there's something inside of you that said, no, I'm going to keep going. What do you think that was?
So in 2021, I was feeling quite down, discouraged, and depressed. And I knew the signs of depression because I had been through a depression in 1976. And so I knew I've got to do something. So I began, I decided to read the book, You Can Heal Your Life by Louise L. Hay. And I started reading, and she said something about a path to healing. Now, I had been telling friends that I was struggling, and I had realized by telling them I'm struggling, I'm creating more struggle in my life. You know, I'm creating it through my thoughts and just creating more and more struggle. So I thought that's the opposite. Someone had taught me about the opposite. What if the opposite were true? And I thought, this is the opposite. I'm not struggling. I'm on a path to healing, and I'm going to choose what it is. And, you know, no shoulds. Just I'm going to choose what I want to do every day. I'm not going to should on myself or have anyone else should on me. But I began writing down each day what I was doing to heal myself. And it might be sitting there playing Sudoku all day to just free my mind and to not be putting pressure on myself. It might be doing a jigsaw puzzle, or it might be doing something related to my business or whatever. It might be working on my relationship with my husband, you know, any number of things. But whatever I did, I would write it down and number it. So I decided I needed an accountability partner. And I asked someone in my doTERRA upline if she would be my mentor and my accountability partner, and could I send her these writings each day? And I'm still doing it. And I had only planned to do it for 10 days. But once I made that commitment, I realized, okay, I'm committing to 10 days, a 10-day path to healing. And then I realized that the first day was the day of the Worldwide Tapping Summit. That was a free summit that I was planning to attend for 10 days online. So it dovetailed beautifully with this emotional freedom technique tapping summit. And I began doing that and just allowing myself, I guess, to take charge of my life. You know, we know within us what we need to do, but sometimes we're beating ourselves over the head with our bloody arm and we're not listening to what would bring me joy right now. What do I want to do? And, you know, one of the things I find through coaching is that I may be thinking, oh, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. But if Mandy or one of my other clients asks me, how do I do this? I'll figure it out.
So
And so
true.
we do have the answers within us.
We do.
And when, you know, like Mandy says something to me, it brings that to the surface. It helps me to recognize it. You know, it's kind of like what's the game, the children's card game you play where you flip a card and then the other person has to match it.
Like a memory.
Yeah,
Again.
memory game. So you know, she flips her card over and shows me something, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I got one of those. You know, I've got something that correlates to that. And we both have connectedness high. So it, you know, we connect very well.
We do, and we connect with other people really well,
Yeah.
with each other, and also those that come into our lives and in our community. just finding ways to connect.
Right. So this
Thank
process
you.
has been so exciting, and other things have been added to it over the years, like Miracle Morning, which Mandy and I both practice.
I love morning.
Yeah. So Hal Elrod was told that he would never be able to walk again after he had a serious accident. And he wrote the book Miracle Morning, and he created this practice. So when he was told that he would never be able to walk again, he asked the doctors and nurses to leave the room and leave him alone for 5 minutes. So they left the room, and they could hear him carrying on in the air. So anyway, after 5 minutes, there was silence. And they went rushing into the room, concerned, you know. And they said, "How are you?" And he said, "I'm fine." And so they did some brain scans and things on him and discovered that he was not having normal brain activity. That when someone is told that they'll never walk again, they're normally angry or depressed, you know, but they're having some serious emotions going on, and he wasn't. So they sent his father in to find out how he really felt. And his father went in and said, "How are you, son?" And he said, "I'm fine, Dad. How are you?" And he told him that, well, they're concerned because you're not having normal brain activity, and told him what they had said. And he said, "Dad, I thought you knew me better than that." He said, "I learned everything I need to know in my Cutco training." So he had this fabulous mentor when he was selling Cutco knives as a college student. And the mentor had told him, "You're going to have tough days. You're going to have days where all you're hearing is no. And you're going to get very discouraged. So when that happens, take 5 minutes and just let it out. Just make sure you're in a safe place. Don't be driving. And, you know, you can be in your car but not driving. Take 5 minutes and let it out. And in the beginning, you might need to reset your timer for another 5 minutes or so. But just let it out and then say, 'Can't change it. I'm getting on with my life.'" And so he began doing that. And that's why he was able to cope with being told he'd never walk again. To give you an update, he's been preparing for a double triathlon.
Wow, he's so awesome.
And
Robin, something about him, as he teaches the Savers principle, truly has like reversed a lot of my life around. And it seems so difficult for some, but it's simple. The Savers, to be silent in the morning, to do our affirmations, to visualize things, to exercise, to read. It helps our brain. To scribe, so write. And it's
Whereas
just
one
so.
of my clients calls it scribble.
But however, whatever it takes, but I know that there are incredible, successful people out there that are doing the same principle of Savers, the miracle.
Yes, and that's why how he came up with it is he began studying all the successful people because his business was failing, his marriage was on the rocks. He had cancer at that point, I believe, as well.
Yes.
And he was so discouraged, and he figured he had to figure out what to do. So he started studying all these successful people and discovered that they all did these six things that Mandy just described. And so he decided to do all six of them every day for 5 minutes. And sometimes, to be honest, I do them for one.
Some
One
days where
minute each, you know, it's a
got to
rapid.
hurry through them a little bit, but it's amazing that people around me recognize. They're like, "You did something different today. And they point it out to me.
Yeah.
And the things that I don't, they're like, something just seems to be missing. And I'm like, my miracle morning, didn't do it today.
Yeah.
Off a little bit and it's okay.
And it just puts me in such a good mood and
Me
frame of
too.
mind. I just feel energized and ready to take on the world and dig in and do whatever I have to do that day.
Me too. And I think that, we've been speaking a lot about, things that come in our lives and the love of God and whatnot. And I feel like that He wants us to visualize things. He wants us to be able to see and create with Him. And
Right.
so it's really cool to have a process or a way to do so.
Right. And I have set up a process that I do after that as well, which what I do is I call it my hour to empower. And so I spend 15 minutes. Let's see. I've actually been a little off track, so I need to get back to this. But 15 minutes you can put to four different things for the hour. And so one that I've done is clear out my emails, 15 minutes of accounting, 15 minutes of oh gosh. Like I say, I need to get back to it.
But Robin, it's okay,
Yeah,
and maybe.
it's your choice what you want to put those 15 minutes to.
But using those 15 minutes to jumpstart, a lot of different projects in your life,
Right.
and I, we've been doing something similar to that, to where we've been sending pictures of things that we want to change in our home, and we'll send a before and after picture, and that's how we
Right.
use that 15 minutes. And similar to what you're doing, just to kind of give you that little bit of a jump start. And it's like, oh,
Right.
I did minutes. I can do another 15 minutes.
Right. And what you can do is at the end of the hour is then you can go back and spend more time on, let's say you were having a difficult time with the accounting, then you can go back and spend more time on that.
Yeah.
So it might be 15 minutes of making phone calls, whatever you want to do to move your business or your day forward.
It is so true. Robin, I've been in this class. It's called Captain Your Story. And there's so many different things that happen in our lives. So it goes through a series of things. And it's fascinating. A lot of times we feel like our lives are totally out of control. But in this class, it's taught us how to look through that process and find the things that we have action steps in to where we actually are way more in control than we sometimes give ourselves credit for. And it's super empowering. It helps me to move forward rather than sit in the anxiety or I feel like I don't have control over things zone.
Right.
So that's
Like
fun.
Eddie talks about the three businesses. There's your business, there's other people's business, and there's God's business. And if you're concerned with what other people think, you're in somebody else's business. If you're concerned with the weather, that's God's business. And so when you, the only business that you have power in is your business. And so that kind of helps you to kind of say, oh, wait a minute, why am I spending time worrying about what they should do?
Correct.
And in coaching, I don't know about you, but I find whenever I say something to someone, I have to go, note to self. Like,
Right.
and if I don't remember to do that on my own, it'll come back to me, because I was suggesting to someone the other night that instead of praying to God for help and guidance, because they said, I'm praying and praying and asking for this and that. And I said, can you change that to saying, instead of saying I'm asking God for help, can you say I'm trusting God for help?
Beautiful.
I'm trusting God for guidance. And it just, I mean, it rolls off the tongue different. It feels different.
Really
It
does.
just, puts a different frequency out there or something. And so anyway, I gave the advice. And then when I read my devotional book that I read at the end of the night is Jesus Calling, which is written as if Jesus were talking directly to you. And it said, trust in me in all things. And I went, oh yeah, note to self, I've got to do that.
Yes, to trust in him in all things.
Right.
Because he's totally aware
Exactly.
going on in our
And
life.
you mentioned about goals and then steps. And so that's one of the things I think I've really learned, and put into practice with working with you is to put down goals. Like there are three basic areas: health and finances and relationship. And then putting the steps to achieve each. What are my next steps? And you can go into ChatGPT and you can say, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds. How should I do that? How can I do that? I have high cholesterol, so I have to watch that too. And whatever your particulars are. And you'll get a report that's beautiful.
I was so like nervous about ChatGPT of opening it up and creating an account. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should do that, you know? And it has been such a game changer in a lot of my life. It has been a huge, I guess, blessing for me to be able to use that. It helps me to help people at a different level. You
Exactly.
know, I love it. So I'm so grateful for you because you are like, hey, check out ChatGPT.
I
And I did.
got that from Eddie.
Good. See, we appreciate Eddie and all of his great advice.
Right,
And thank you for
right.
being.
So, I think I forgot to watch the time. I don't know if you noticed what time we started.
This has been so
But
fun.
yeah.
I sure appreciate. This has been so fun getting together and chatting. And you know, those of you that are listening, I hope that you've been able to gain some, I guess, insights for your own lives. And if you need Robin or I, we are here to help you.
Exactly. I have another slide to share with you that will give you our information. So, like Mandy said, if you need any coaching, if you want to discuss things with us, you can contact either one of us. I put our phone number where you can text or call, and our email addresses. And I don't know about you, Mandy, but I don't usually pick up calls from numbers I don't know. So please do leave a message if you call and I will get back to you.
Leave a message or send a text.
Yes.
For sure.
And the other thing is that we'll be inviting other people to come on to these calls with us and join the discussion. So we'll have a third person. And this, I mean, we always have so much fun talking together that, we thought it would be fun to do this and let other people to benefit from the conversations we have. Because, like I say, Mandy says something and I'm like, oh yeah. And then, I connect to that and then she connects to what I say and we always have a really good back and forth.
We do. It's
Yeah.
so awesome. Robin, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you all for checking this out. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot of good little juicy tidbits out of it. And we'll see you again.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.